I know time won't let you wait that long. It's DJ Barrister, and it's Time Won't Let Me, and it's my 100th, I'm not going to say consecutive show, because I skip a lot around and I play repeats occasionally, but it's my 100th original show, and I don't know how it took this long to do it, but I'm finally doing a show dedicated to the blues. The blues. I had to wait until I was in a, you know, bad enough mood that I could play all my favorite blues stuff. And that's what we're going to be doing today, you know. That's what I do on my show every week, or every time I do a show, is I just play nothing but my favorite stuff. You know, I don't know what other people think, I don't know what other people listen to, or what other people care about, but I know what I like, and this is what I'm playing. So, yeah, behind me, that's Super Session, that's Mike Bloomfield playing guitar. Just to get us warmed up a little bit for the blues session we're about to enter into. Where are we here? Okay, so I guess I got to tell you my, you know, and just to give you a heads up, too, we're going to cover a lot of ground. I got 84 tracks queued up. I'll probably be able to play about two-thirds of them. Lots of stuff on Chess and Checker and Excello and VJ Records. Lots of stuff from Chicago. And we're going to end up with a little bit of Delta Blues, too. But I'm trying to concentrate on my favorite stuff, you know, the stuff that I thought would sound best on the radio. So not a bunch of old scratchy 78s. That's not what we do here. I mean, there's people that I'm sure that's all they do all day long is play the blues, and guys that do specialty shows that are much more capable and much more knowledgeable than I am. But I know what I like, and I know what I think you're going to enjoy, and that's what we're doing here today. So just to give you a little bit of background myself, the very, 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 very first, well, the very first show I saw as a kid was my dad. He took me to the boat show at Cleveland Public Hall, and I saw Louis Armstrong. That's my first memory of seeing a live musical performance. But after that, my family went to Florida one time, and we were supposed to stay at the Castaways, and it was sold out, so we stayed next door at this brand new hotel called the Newport. And playing in the Seven Seas Lounge at the Newport Hotel was B.B. King and his band. And B.B. King, this is right before The Thrill Is Gone had come out, and he was just about to have a major, major uptick in his career. But he and his band kind of hung out at the hotel, and they played matinees for kids on weekends, and I saw him a bunch of times and hung out. I was just a little kid, and I'd hung out in the lobby and meet the guys in the band, and I was into it. And this is really, really a major influential moment in my life where I discovered that I loved music and that I wanted to get involved in music. Well, maybe I didn't decide right then and there, but it was a major landmark date in my life when I met B.B. King and his band. So we're going to start out with what he was doing at that time, which was essentially the same set that he recorded as the Live at Cook County Jail album, which was actually produced by Bill Zimczyk, who was notable for having done, well, you know, the James Gang and the Eagles, and he was based in Miami, and this is recorded at Cook County Jail in Chicago. So I'm going to start out with a couple of tracks by B.B. King, and then the other most influential record that I heard as a kid was Fathers and Sons. It was a Muddy Waters record when he hooked up with Paul Butterfield and Donald Doug Dunn from Booker T's band, and Sam Lay on drums. I mean, just an incredible, incredible double album, and boy, those were the two most influential records when I was just a kid. B.B. King, Cook County Jail, and Fathers and Sons with Muddy Waters. So we're going to start there, and then we're going to go all over the place and just play nothing but the greatest stuff. So let's start out with an introduction to B.B. King playing in jail.
It's a beautiful day in Chicago, and we're going to have a wonderful time this afternoon. I want to acknowledge the presence of the man that made and named Mr. Winston Moore director, our own beloved Sheriff Woods.
Thank you.
be just a fine, warm human being full of humility. Would you please come forth, Mr. King?
Every day I have the blues. You see me worrying. It's you I hate. Won't she come back home tonight? Five. My mother said I'd be the greatest man alive. Now I'm a man. I made 21. You better believe me, baby. We can have a lot of fun. I spell M A N. I'm a man. Going back down to Kansas too. Bring back the second cook, little John the Conqueror. I'm a man. I spell M A N. All you women stand in line. I can make love to you, baby, in an hour's time. I'm a man. I spell M A N. I'm a man. Make love to your baby in an hour's time. I'm a man. I spell M A N. I'm a man. Now, honey, you better tell your husband. Quit speaking and peeping at me. If you wanna find out the man that I'm supposed to be. I miss you, ribs, honey, and mess up his face. I even snatch over his little daughter to play. Ain't I a man? I spell M A N. A man. Now you ask me, baby, what it's all about. Even that's where the light went when it went out. Man, I spell M A N.
Let's get to it. Oh, but you're working right now. You got me, you look so good. A little bit more to the center, baby. Work it all, baby. Now she is doing a chicken scratch. This little girl knows exactly what she's doing.
So we're off and running, all aboard, according to Muddy Waters. Anyway, I'd like to start it out with a couple things that were real familiar to me when I was a child. So we started out with B.B. King doing the introduction to his show, and then Every Day I Have the Blues. That's from the Live at Cook County Jail album on ABC Records. That's one of the all-time great records in my childhood life. After that was Muddy Waters, two tracks we played off of the Fathers and Sons album. And again, I repeat, that was Muddy Waters backed by Paul Butterfield and Sam Lay and Donald Duck Dunn. Jesus. Produced by Norman Dayron. I got a story about him. He was in town not too long ago. Did a session up at Studio D and died. Wow. But he was a legend and a real difficult guy, by the way. The Fathers and Sons album was 1969. It was a double album. It was on Chess Records. After that, we did another... we did a lot of blues harp on that. I was kind of into blues harp when I was a kid. I actually started playing the harmonica because I thought it's an instrument that I could play. So after Muddy Waters, we heard All Aboard. We heard 40 Days and 40 Nights. And then we heard Billy Boy Arnold. He was a harp player doing a Bo Diddley cover of I'm a Man. That's another one that Muddy Waters had done. Billy Boy was mostly known for I Wish You Would. That was his hit. And then after that, Slim Harpo doing Scratch My Back, also known as Baby Scratch My Back. And that would be Lazy Lester on harp. You know, those guys, Lazy and Billy Boy Arnold, those are guys I actually met at the Ponderosa Stomp in New Orleans. They would bring some of these guys, you know, and I was so lucky to have seen some of these guys, and I got to know Lazy pretty well. But anyway, and behind us, there's more Mike Bloomfield, you know, just this one's a little more Al Cooper than Mike Bloomfield. Anyway, the next six tracks we're going to play, I'm just going to name the artists, and you can figure it out for yourself. No, I'll tell you later exactly what we heard and all the details you might not need, but I'm going to give you. We're going to hear Amos Milburn, Freddie King, Jimmy Reed, Jimmy Witherspoon, Little Junior Parker, and Roscoe Gordon. So it doesn't get any worse, and it just keeps getting better. So go figure. Hope you enjoy this. And yes, and once again, this is DJ Barrister. This is Time Won't Let Me. It's Radio Valencia, www.radiovalencia.fm, the transmission from the mission. And this is Amos Milburn.
Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. I've got orders from my baby not to come home late no more. I stopped by her place to see a friend of mine. Dropped in for a minute, but I overstayed.
baby, not to come home juicy no more. So why does whiskey make me lose my head? Got me sitting at the bar when I should be home and bailing. Let me walk out that door. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. I got orders from my baby not to come home drunk no more. Whiskey every morning, whiskey every night. Everything's alright. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out the door. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out the door. I got orders from my baby not to come home juice no more. Let me go home. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me go home. Let me go home, whiskey.
Right off and die. Heaven must have made a death to bed. Get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. But if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die. Don't get sick, an accident, cause I'm someone else, you better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die.
Then the lights go out. We go to Sloppy Joe's and have a dance. They play the kind of music to make romance. The joint is shady and there is no doubt. Ooh-wee, baby, then the lights go out. You can use your imagination. You'd still be far behind. Cause there's nothing like it, baby, when you cuddle up close and say that you'll be mine. Love to watch you when you walk that walk. I love to listen when you talk that talk. You know exactly what it's all about. Baby, then the lights go out. Nothing like a baby when you curl up close and say that you'll be mine. I love to watch you when you walk that walk. I love to listen when you talk that talk. You know exactly what it's all about. And ooh-wee, baby, when the lights go out.
Next time you see me, things won't be the same. Yes, next time you see me, things won't be the same. If it hurts you, my darling, you only have yourself to blame. Like a true said, all that shine is not gold. Yeah, like a true said, all that shine is not gold. And like the good folks say, you got to reap just what you sow. Where you lie, cheated, for so long. Where you lie, cheated, for so long. You're just a wrong done woman, another queen is on your throne.
Milburn doing Let Me Go Home Whiskey. That is 1953 on Aladdin Records. That was actually Amos Milburn and his Aladdin Chicken Shackers. After that was an instrumental by Freddie King called Washout. That's from 1961 on the King Records label, another one of the great labels of history. That was off an album called Let's Hide Away and Dance Away. It was also on the Texas Oil LP. Freddie King, one of the great kings, along with BB and Albert. and King Records, you know. After that was Jimmy Reed doing Take Out Some Insurance on VJ Records out of Chicago from 1959. I got to tell you, half the reason I'm doing this show now is because I work with Lester Chambers, and Lester's got a band called the Mud Stompers, and they just did an album of all Jimmy Reed covers. Jimmy Reed Volume 2, it's called. And Lester, who's known mostly for being a member of the Chambers Brothers and Time Has Come Today, he can really fucking sing the blues, and he can really play harp, and he just, and I went to a rehearsal recently, and it blew me away, and that's kind of inspired me to do this show today. After Jimmy Reed, we heard Jimmy Witherspoon, another Jimmy, doing When the Lights Go Out, 1954 on Checker Records. I remember Jimmy Witherspoon, I discovered him from Handbags and Glad Rags. Rod Stewart covered that one on the Gasoline Alley, or his first album, I forget. And then Little Junior Parker did Next Time You See Me, 1956 on Duke Records. I remember that one mostly because it was covered by Pigpen. He lied, you cheated for so long. For so long. Pigpen of the Grateful Dead turned me on to a lot of great blues stuff. We're going to hear a couple more later. And then we ended with Roscoe Gordon doing Just a Little Bit. I don't want it all, I just want a little bit. That's on VJ Records. That's all. These were from the 50s, you know. That one was covered by Little Milton, covered by Roy Head. And that one influenced McCartney when he wrote Birthday. I don't know if you could tell from listening to that, but it was a total rip. Paul McCartney only stealing from the best. Let me move on a little bit here. Behind me, there was Eddie Cochran doing Eddie's Blues. 1959 Liberty Records. Not the most known Eddie Cochran song. He's known mostly for Summertime Blues and something else and stuff like that. Slow Down. Not Slow Down. But anyway, and then behind me now is Hank Marr doing the Greasy Spoon, another King Records artist. Not enough B3 on this show. Lots of guitar, lots of harp. It's the blues after all. Okay then. So here we are in our third batch of six songs. We're going to hear T-Bone Walker doing the original version of Stormy Monday. I got a story to tell about that one. Slim Harpo, one of my all-time faves, doing Tip On In. Magic Sam doing yet another version of I Just Want a Little Bit. And then Bobby Charles, Long Gone Miles, Sonny Boy 2. When I say that, I mean Sonny Boy Williamson II, another great harp player. So here we go, six more. Let me just move along. And again, this is my first blues show, my 100th original show on Time Won't Let Me with DJ Barrister. And this is T-Bone Walker doing the blues song that I heard most when I was young. When I should just say, you know, when I grew up in Cleveland, there was a guy there named Robert Jr. Lockwood. I guess it was Robert Lockwood Jr., but everybody called him Robert Jr. Lockwood. And I saw him over and over, and he played Stormy Monday. And here's T-Bone Walker's original version.
They call it Stormy Monday, just as bad. Yes, they call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, is also sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, then I kneel down and pray.
me. Lord, have mercy. My heart's in misery. Send her back to me.
I don't I might you help me, baby? You know if you don't help me, darling, I'll find myself somebody else.
Sebastian and Love a Spoonful playing harp on Night Owl Blues. That's a Gullardi special for you. Anyway, boy, we heard some good ones in that last bunch of tunes, didn't we? We started out with T-Bone Walker doing his version of Stormy Monday. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. That's on 1948 on Black and White Records. That one was covered most notably by Bobby Blue Bland and the Allman Brothers, but covered, whatever, hundreds of times, I suppose. Another one by Slim Harpo, Tip On In, 1967 on Excella Records. After that, we heard Magic Sam's version of I Just Want a Little Bit, I Don't Want Much. 1967 on Excella Records. I think I made a mistake there. All right, Magic Sam did... Oh, no, no, no. Magic Sam did I Just Want a Little Bit. That's on Black... Magic, that's on the Black Magic LP from 1968 on Delmark Records, sorry. Bobby Charles did The Walk, sounded like Diddy Wah. On Paula Records, 1965, that was written by Bobby Charles. I know you heard about The Swim, that's true. I know you heard about The Monkey, too. I guess it's a dance song, The Walk. And after that, the award goes to the shortest song of the day, a minute 36. That's Long Gone Miles doing I Feel All Right. 1964 on World Pacific Records. That's off a compilation record I had that I love. Well, let me move on here a little. Ooh, a little Chuck Berry. Another instrumental by Chuck. This is called Nightbeat. Okay, where did I leave off? Oh, Long Gone did the shortest song, I Feel All Right. And then we ended with another great harp player, Sonny Boy Williamson II, doing Help Me. That's on Checker Records, produced by Willie Dixon and Leonard Chess, one of the Chess brothers. And that is notable for having inspired Booker T and the MGs doing Green Onions. So, wow, huh? What did I say? Who said that? Ray Charles. Anyway, so yeah, lots of Chess, lots of Checker, lots of Excella, lots of VJ, lots of King, the great labels, the great